Can you hear me now?
Give it a test, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah.
I'm good. I like it.
All right.
I hear you, man.
All right, let's go.
I like it, man. Let's go.
All right. We rolling. Marker.
Put your phones on silent.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That bitch a real goat if that bitch know how to chew it. She a real pro if that bitch know how to do it. I'm a real pro, yeah, I know how to move it.
Damn, the news son, clip, where'd you find found this? Him
in the boonies. Even Judge Judy couldn't see what happened to him. This is not no misdemeanor, big but charges how we do it. 1.2 between the crew, please don't do nothing stupid. The streets already know you lost it, and it costs money just to prove it. It don't cost me nothing, but all my mama don't wanna do it. 20,000 on me always, case a nigga want some new shit. Took her from Hooters, turn it to my personal hoochie. I get Lucci as soon as the phone rang, I got to get to it. To stop me, you need a supreme judge. I got your bitch laying on a supreme rug. I'm a supreme thug, and I got a mean plug. Put my keys and peas up, y'all never seen drugs.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah, that was my dog, Third World, man.
I like
with
that.
With his new song called Blew It, man. That shit, you know, that shit ain't even really done yet. But I was like, you know what, I'm premiered on here. You know, so because I know he ain't gonna try to sue us. You know what I'm saying? Because copyright infringement laws.
Smart. I like that. What you think, guys?
Shout out to Third World. That's Blew It.
Shout out to Third World.
That's and as always, this is the High Class Dirtbags Podcast.
Gotcha, bitch.
Keep the change, you.
You already know what it is, man. And it's your boy, Olansky. 3 eyes on Instagram, 2 eyes in person, and 1 eye on motherfucking paper. Bow, 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 bow.
To his left, we got Pretty You from the Avenue. That's it. Pretty You all around. Instagram, IG, whatever. It's just Pretty You. P-R-I-D-D, you know.
Holla.
Bow, 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 bow.
Hi, everyone. Man with no introduction again. Oren. Too
hey,
lucky.
Hey,
hi, guys.
Ain't you lucky?
Hi, everyone.
What's up, buddy?
Ain't you lucky?
What's hi, guys.
Up? What's up, buddy? Yeah, a couple episodes ago, me and him got in a heated discussion about nothing.
Look.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Take the take a sip. But cheers, my friend. He's good. All right.
What is that you guys are drinking?
We're drinking. Oh, man, we got to talk. All right. Everybody, before we get started with today's topics, man, I just want to give a special shout-out to Atlanta Influences Everything
AIE.
And Pontoon Brewing Company.
Boom.
They came out with the official Atlanta Influences Everything beer, and that's the Lemon Pepper Wet, what you see here before us, right here for our viewers at home on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? And for
lemon Pepper Beer.
Lemon Pepper Wet Beer.
Lemon Pepper Wet.
Not just Lemon Pepper Beer. Lemon pepper as they say in the music
what is
in Atlanta, lemon pepper wet.
Because like, you got dry wings in Atlanta.
Oh, you got wet wings. I gotcha. I understand.
Look,
lemon pepper.
Now like I get this. It. You got to try to say it. Lemon pepper wet.
Lemon pepper wet.
No. No pepper.
You pronounce it too much.
Lemon pepper wet. Yeah.
Lemon pepper wet.
Yeah. Less
yeah. Hey, man, let me get 20 feet of lemon pepper wet.
Yeah.
Let me get 20 feet of lemon pepper wet, man. That's what you want right here. I love 20 feet of lemon pepper wet, man. This is beautiful, yo. This is black people doing
man,
black
I'm trying to tell you, man. And you drink some of this while you eating some lemon pepper wet wings.
Now you go too wet. You wouldn't go lemon pepper wet beer and lemon pepper dry wings.
You can never be too lemon peppery or wet.
No, it's got to be too wet.
You got to be too wet?
It's double wet.
Too
wet.
I always like it too wet.
Man. Do they
I like it too wet. Yeah. Squash, wow.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Salt pepper shake. Salt shaker looks like she's squirting. Pepper shaker.
Hey, man.
You know what? Hey, man. Visuals, man. This is beautiful artwork.
Hey, man.
You know?
This is great, man.
This is great artwork.
They are not sponsoring the podcast, but I just wanted to give them a shout out.
The homies, this is beautiful stuff. Ours, man. Thank you.
But you can. If they want to, they can easily call us anytime. And
that would be pretty dope. But this is dope stuff, you know?
We still need sponsors.
Wow. How ironic.
We're all living out of our cars.
Shout out to Atlanta Influences Everything, man.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? Go on their website, man. They got all kind of shit going on. I think they had a pop-up shop with bikes and shit the other week.
Yeah. Like, good movement.
Not motorcycles, but like
pedal bikes.
Yeah, dope shit. Yeah, dog. I was like, damn, I ain't rode a bike in years. Dog. I haven't rode one. When's the last time you did shit as a kid? Like shit. What's the shit as a kid you did damn near every day that you didn't? You haven't realized that you've done it. I can actually
give you the best answer right now. And it was right before I got here. Dead serious. I went to the Van Gogh experience. It's like an immersed museum
with
it's really cool. It's basically like a Van Gogh museum, but it's to life. It's none of his paintings are there, but they're just replicas and a bunch of like holograms and sort of projection displays of his paintings. But at the end of it, they give you a little moment to color one of his paintings. And snap a picture of it. And it goes on like this big collage that they have. Yeah. So we sat down and took 10 minutes and used our crayons to fucking paint. That's dope. And we're all like, don't copy mine.
That's dope.
There was four of us and we all looked at each other like, all right, we got this.
That's dope. You colored today.
They were like coloring with like a bunch of kids. Like I was like, I can't find yellow. And the girl's like, oh, here's yellow. And she's like, look, we got the same painting. I was like, because you and I are geniuses. These guys, not so much. Like
that sounds dope.
No, that's fucking fire, though.
What's the last time you did
something? I got it in the car, too, actually. I should have brought it in.
Wow, you should have brought it in.
I should have.
That's fucking fire. I haven't come in a while. I would have to say bike ride, man. Because growing up in South Carolina, man, you ain't got no car. You ain't got no bike. You ain't going nowhere.
Copy that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I haven't done since as a kid, like what you do every day as a kid? Ran? As a kid, you run everywhere you go.
Just run.
I haven't ran. I don't jog. I should.
Jogging is fun. Once you get into it, once you start getting that runner's high, like that runner's high is just, there's something about it. That shit makes me want to run more.
I've almost got there. Running's not for me. I'd rather, do other
things. I've been running now for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And I've heard everyone, every runner I talk to talks about this runner high. It's bullshit. I've never hit it. I've literally there's been times when I've ran and there is this great moment of euphoric and you're great, but it's not as fun as it was when it was a kid. I'm gonna be fucking honest. I do it because I have to.
Yeah,
I run it's an exercise thing. It's to keep cardio in shape. Blah blah blah. It's the same thing as fucking flossing. In my eyes, I have to floss, I have to brush my teeth, I have to cut my toenails, I have to run, I have to cut my hair.
Drink more water,
yes. Cut back sodas, all types of shit that I have to do. Bike riding, though, is fun.
It is fun.
You can do it as an exercise, or you can do it...
It's always an exercise, but it's fun. If you have enough fun, you forget that it's an exercise.
If all three of us right now were on bikes, I guarantee you there wouldn't... Within a mile or two, I would try to cut one of you off and come back and sketch your tires. It would just be exercise. It would be funny.
It depends on what kind of bike I'm on. If I'm on a BMX bike, I'm going to start trying to ride the pegs and all that shit. Because I'm going to try to take you down, race you.
We did that on set the other day. And I'm man enough to say that I lost. It was me, Austin, my first one of the actors.
Yeah.
Safe enough to say I was the only non-black guy in the race. And all three of us were just one of them ran. And Austin's like, man, I could run faster than him. I was like, bullshit, I could run faster than you. And he's like, you think you're going faster than me? And I was like, I fucking totally can. And him and I stood next to each other. And the kid Billy, the actor Billy comes, stands right next to us. And he's just like, all right. And literally, by now, everybody's looking. We've caught enough attention that there is not a single person that has not stopped their job to watch three grown adults race in the middle of the fucking street. I cannot make this up. I'm also 37 and the other ones were 28 and 24. So the fact that I didn't get smoked, it was fun, but I have video of it. I got my ass kicked.
You can't challenge.
It was still fun as shit though. That's still have said I want a rematch. Not once have I put my money with my mouth and I was doing that. I'm like, I can't, man. I'm busy.
And no one just runs as a kid. See how fun that was?
It was actually just to race, it was fun as shit.
So crayons
and racing.
Yeah.
I'm living the kids' life. What am I saying?
You are great. Wow, you got faded pajamas. If you had faded pajamas. you'd be living a great
week. After this, I'm going to the slides. Like,
there you go.
Facts, yeah, man. Oh, I got one more, man. I went to the bookstore a couple of weeks ago, man.
Really?
I've been reading a lot of books lately, you know what I'm saying, last 2-3 years. Yeah. But I went to the comic book section this time, man. And it felt good to just, like,
read a fucking comic book, dude.
Like, I've been sitting on my back porch at least an hour a day now and just reading comic books. And it's probably some of the best
fucking times I had in my fucking...
I went to a comic book store when I was in Chicago last weekend.
Adult life.
It's fucking awesome.
Not wrong.
It was fun. It really was. I did the exact same thing. We were in Chicago and my girlfriend loves comics. And I completely forgot to connect that this is kid shit. And
I had a guy on my show who would just feed me comic books. One day he looked at me and was like, "You like comic books, don't you?" And I'm like, "How do you know?" He says, "I don't know. Here, read this."
I know now.
I don't know, but here, read this. And I read it. And then 3 days later, he popped up with another one. And then 2 days later, he popped up with another one. And he popped up with one every day for like 6 weeks straight.
That's all you got to do. Because
that sounds crack dealer. First one's for you, bro. Now I got all these for sale.
It felt like it. He sucked me in, pause. He did. He sucked me right in, pause.
Yeah, and really.
I was like this, between takes. New deal. Are we just pushing in or are we changing lens? Because other than that, I'm not moving. Oh, new lens? Watch me not move. Don't need anything from me.
Fuck you. Nah, that's how that shit be, dog. You be sitting there like, boy, look here, dog. And I've
been reading comic books on my lunch break now, too. Like, I just been sitting in the fucking yard, you know, in the park or whatever the fuck, wherever we're shooting at, reading comic books. And it felt good to,
to be an adult, obviously, you know what I'm saying, to be where we're at respectively in our careers, but to also just remember, like, hey, man, you got to still be a kid, too, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
That keeps you young.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I think our generation is different. Like, I'm in agreeing with what Trent's saying. It's like, I feel like even as I was a kid, like, there was always this, like, point of, I don't know, age, maturity, with kids, jobs. And, I mean, you can still see it through a lot of people, but I think this is like people like us who just don't give a shit. Well, you kind of just stop eating sugary cereals and you stop watching cartoons and no comic books and you're more worried about your mortgage and your debt and your lawn and your, you know, like kids' health, blah, 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 and all that shit, which is not saying you shouldn't worry about it. But like, you know, I have plenty of friends who are all walks of life who get dressed and go to Comic-Con and shit like that or take their kids to Universal Studios. And really, it's not for their kids. It's for them. You know what I mean? They need the, you know, the kids are enjoying it. Don't get me wrong, but your kid's 5 years old. He doesn't know what Star Wars is. Like, and you're like, we're going for 4 days in Star Wars.
Ain't that great, Junior?
Yeah, we going.
It's lit.
I know just what you mean.
But that's pretty dope, though, man. Like, you got to, and the reason I brought that up, because, like, you just got to remember, man, like, you know, if we only do get one shot at this life, man, you got to enjoy this motherfucker.
You got to have fun.
Yeah, so don't take this shit
You
got to
have
granted,
fun.
Man.
It keeps you young.
You know what I'm saying? We'd have lost a lot of motherfuckers already between last year and this year. But shit, from the time we started this podcast to now, there's been a lot of lives lost from various different things.
And by the time we record this to when you listen to it,
God forbid. So you gotta sit back and enjoy. Sometimes you just gotta sit outside and read a book, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like it felt good. I ain't gonna lie. It felt real good to
You
do
should
that.
Try this one day. Sit on a swing and read a book.
Man, fuck you. I wanna do that now.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Like I wanna sit on my back. I wanna sit on a swing right now. Like
I gotta swing in my back.
Oh,
baby.
You can do it.
You know what's funny is the last time I did anything like that was like the first few weeks of the pandemic where I went and found like a middle of nowhere, I popped up like my old hammock and I just sat there with a book and reading until bitch ass neighbor just comes up and starts complaining about you can't be outside.
What?
Well,
take your ass
mind
there.
Your business.
How about you? What you doing outside?
She was fucking with me being a kid. That's what I said. She's like walking my dog. I'm like, lady, I'm 3 chapters in and I've seen you walk your dogs twice. I'm not that slow of a reader. Like, you just walking outside, like. Using your dog as an excuse. The dog doesn't want to go outside.
Yeah.
He's like, come on.
Come back in the AC.
It's hot. This pandemic, no thank you.
Nah, man, you got to, man. Yeah, luckily, I'm in the process of building my own swing, like, day bed. Like, I'm going to hang it on my porch. And so it's going to be like basically like a twin bed that swings.
Okay.
And you just lay on it and it swings.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a twin bed that just swings. Yeah, is it going to swing like the pirate ship swing? Where it's going to, like, Or is it going to be on one of those swings where it stays level? You stay level. I don't know any guy that does this, but
I think I'm gonna do
you know what I mean? Like there's one that goes like you're on the axis, not the axis or whatever, but like
I know what you mean.
Science word.
Apply science here.
The one that goes up and down,
the one that stays parallel with the ground,
or the one that just goes.
You don't want that genie shit.
You know.
Which one are you going with?
I'm just going with the one that's probably anchored on four sides and just like kind of rocks back.
Rocks back and forth.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, because I don't want I'd probably go with the pirate ship.
Yeah, I still would.
You got to think, my shit's going to be on the top floor, so I'm going to figure out. I get too much air in that trajectory.
That's I don't care.
You may go. You may take one.
I was going like that.
I would look like a dude off a half bake when he jumped off the roof.
There is no way in hell I wouldn't be trying that. I'd be like, all right, babe. You know what we got to do here?
Just, we got
to pump it. Remember I used to do like the two swingers?
We got to pump it.
Just exactly what it is. Just got to pump it at the right time.
Yeah, you fucking around, go ass naked off the motherfucking porch now. You break your dick like Rodman.
Oh, don't. Yeah,
shit. You don't want to do that, bro. What the fuck else?
But listen, one thing I learned after going to this museum, other than that his art was awesome,
yeah,
is that as awesome as his art was, it wasn't until he died that it became famous.
That's when
so, we do a bunch of podcasts.
And just
they all have fucking crazy fucking deaths. Our legacy will live on.
Not only that, but people will go back and be like, if you would have been paying attention, they predicted all this.
They said in podcast 1701.
They said that this would happen.
Scripture.
This podcast, they're going to go from the future to the past
to
recover this podcast. Like, this podcast must go on. Maybe that's why we're still alive. They came back and it was like, these guys must do this podcast. Save them. They must meet and do this podcast. You know
what? That's right. We didn't get caught in the snap. Like, that's what happened. That's why we didn't get caught in the snap.
Straight up.
Yeah. Everyone else is gone. We didn't get caught in the snap. We're here.
We here, man.
We're here. What's up?
Because think about it. Like, all the great artists, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of them have some great shit, even writers.
Yeah. Not only that, but them niggas...
Once you die, you basically be an alcoholic, be a drug addict. You'd
be the worst person ever.
Just do something artistic, right? Pain. Be good at it. Don't be shitty at it. But then, after you die, obviously you have to be depressed and shit.
Let me ask you this. So, when you die, the more tragic, the more you're honored? And if so...
I don't know.
I know. I think the more ironic. The more ironic.
Like jaywalking accident?
No. I don't know. Like
Edgar Allan Poe being a mystery writer and then dying mysteriously.
Nevermore.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like Van Gogh shot himself.
Nevermore.
Like Van Gogh was an artist who painted a fuck ton, but never really sold anything, like didn't have any fame, but had a bunch of artist friends. And he would travel all over.
Yeah. He was like 1800, right?
Yeah, he died at like 1900, like basically 1890 or something like that, yeah.
I'm about to say, Van Gogh wasn't that
old. So he basically spent around Europe traveling and seeing other, going to France, meaning hanging out with his artist friends, painting there, going there. He liked a lot of Japanese stuff. But
didn't he cut his ear off?
Yes, I think that's the guy who cut his ear off.
Why?
Because it's some chick.
Why do all men do crazy? She probably said, I dare you.
She probably said, you never listen to me. He's like,
yes, I do.
Yes, I do. I listen to you so much. Now I can't hear you on this side. What were you saying?
I am an artist.
Wow.
As long as I have my hands, I don't need my ears.
I care so much, I offer myself to you.
Thanks.
But he just died. I mean, after his death, his friends kind of were like, this dude was the shit. This dude was the shit. And it became more of...
Okay.
So, I think we all have enough friends.
So let me ask you this. If you have a friend, right, and your friend kind of like takes on the persona of an artist, and he starts dressing like him, looking like him, like, do you tell your friend, like, you're kind of strange, bro, or you just let him rock out?
Like, what kind of artist? Like, is my friend dressing like...
Is your friend transitioning?
Into someone else, possibly, yeah.
I mean, because when I say transitioning, I don't mean just into, like, you know, like, from boy to male or male to female. I mean, like, I just see motherfuckers transition from, like, a street dude to a motherfucking corporate dude.
How about this?
You know what I'm saying?
If you look at Jay-Z, he's turning the Basquiat. Look at his hair.
Yeah. You transition.
He's transitioning. Is it strange or is it just like, this is a new way?
I don't know. I mean, I guess once you get to a certain level of money and you unlock everything in this earth, you're just like, dog, I could just do whatever, dog. Like, does it really matter if I have a clean cut hair? Like, no.
Not really.
Like, no. Like, does it matter? Like, does it matter? Like, dog, I could still wear all these fancy suits and still just, like, not give a fuck about my, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it doesn't matter.
It don't matter. I mean, because that's why I grow my hair. I'm like, shit, does it matter? You know what I'm saying? You wear your chains, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, does it matter? You know what I'm saying?
About that.
Does it fucking matter?
It should.
It don't.
It don't.
You know what I'm saying? So,
it don't stop nothing.
It's just, but once you unlock a certain level of success and money, like, you know, you think differently, dog, that only somebody at that level is a certain level of success and money can think of. You know what I'm saying? Or think like. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's unrelatable to us, you know what I'm saying? But that's speaking from somebody that doesn't have, you know, a couple hundred billion dollars.
I don't even have one.
Because that nigga just spent like $28 million on a fucking Rolls Royce.
Him and Beyonce. Car.
Yeah, $28 million. The most expensive car in the world. They just bought. You know what I'm saying?
And that motherfucker still doesn't smile.
And it's got an umbrella.
Like, bitch, that thing,
he's never had
I think he's just depressed. That's all. He's like, man, I don't want to cut my hair anymore.
Oh, I hate it.
I don't want to do this. Oh. Yeah, buy the car, whatever. Probably even bought it on the phone.
You think he's like,
swipe.
Yeah,
swipe.
Yeah, he probably didn't even need credit. He was like, yeah, just yeah.
No, he swiped and did this. Swipe. That fast.
Nah.
He drove it. Showed one tooth. Parked it, never drove it again. It was great.
You think they call him Mr. Carter or Jay-Z?
I probably call him Sean. I think they call him Sean.
You think they call him Mr.
Who's
Carter?
Who's they? Like his employees or his...
Yeah. Like, what do you think he tells people to be like, call me Mr. Carter, call me Jay-Z? Yo, Jay.
Ooh, good question. What do you think Oprah calls him?
I bet you it changed. I bet you at one point it was, I'm Jay-Z. Like, you know, at the beginning of his career, it was like, call me Jay-Z.
I think
and then after
sure.
He hit, like, I guess the first billion, it had to change.
Yeah,
I don't see him being like, that. Call me Jay-Z. It's like, no, Mr. Carter.
That's how Tyler Perry is. Yeah. At first, like, he wouldn't mind crew and shit calling him Tyler. Like, hey, what's up, Tyler? And then once he got on Forbes.
He's like, Mr. Tyler.
Yeah, he was like.
Tyler Perry.
It's Mr. Perry.
I bet you at the Billionaires Club.
And he
like,
started firing motherfuckers because they wouldn't call him Mr. Perry. He was like, oh, you call me Tyler? Okay.
Oh, what?
I bet you at, like, Tyler. The Billionaires Club, they're like, you let the peasants call you by your Christian name?
Wow. By your born name?
By your born name?
By your Tyler, only name? Tyler, only we can do that.
You are in the club name. Now.
Sean, you have to tell them.
Tell them
Mr.
now.
Carter.
Tell them now, Sean.
Now.
Tell them now.
It's Mr. Carter.
Or we take it all from you.
That's what I'm saying. That would be the most confusing shit right. ever.
Go deserve it.
You think of all the billionaires like, wanted you not to be a billionaire anymore, they could take it away from you?
Imagine.
Just picture like you meet one of your celebrity people. You're like, oh my goodness, it's Bugs Bunny. That's Mr. Bunny to you.
That's Mr. Bunny.
No, not even his name. Not even like Bugs Bunny. It's like, that's Mr. Finkelstein to you. Like, who the fuck is that?
You're Bugs Bunny.
Look.
No, bitch.
That's my stage name, sir.
I'm Mr. Finkelstein.
Now you got that big hairy thing behind him.
Nah, bro. Like, I'm not calling you that.
I'm not calling you Finkelstein, Bugs. Oh, okay.
I'm calling this nigga Jay-Z.
Yeah, I bet you now it's Carter. I bet you it's Sean, Mr. Carter.
I think it's Sean for the rich people, for the real rich people.
They got to call him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it's like Oprah gets to call him Sean.
Oprah calls him Sean.
Like, I get you. But
she didn't call him, no.
We're talking about if.
She didn't call him Sean. She calls him Sean.
Sean.
It's difference.
Shay Shay.
I think only if you're a fan, you can call him Jay-Z. But if you're like in this, like a business, like if you know him as a business, like, you got to call him Mr. Carter. I think that would probably be.
I don't see it like, here you go, Jay-Z. Can you sign the documents? Like, I seriously want like, here, Mr. Carter.
Like, what do you sign it? You sign Jay-Z as Mr. Carter. If you sign Mr. Carter, you should call him Mr. Carter.
That's a weird transition. Because I guarantee, and here's the funny thing is like, I guarantee you, Madonna. It's not going by, like, you know, she's still Madonna. Signing Madonna. Like,
she's Madonna.
She's, you know, $1 billion, however rich she is. She's still like,
share.
Share is like, share. Like,
sign the check, share.
Like, legal paperwork?
Yeah.
Just share?
Yeah. She's share. In life, she's share.
But even in general, like, Jay-Z went from Jay-Z, and now he's like, Ansela, we're talking, like, we've never asked or never even thought of thinking, would Cher ever go back, or Madonna ever go back to
Clarice, or whatever her name is.
Yeah, whatever her name is, you know.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because that's so weird.
She's gonna be Madonna.
You think they say like Miss Cher?
No, it's just Cher.
Miss Cher? No. I think there's Miss Cher.
Someone calls her Miss Cher, they try to like that. She probably says bless your heart when I
that's gotta be some kind of legal loophole if you sign it as your alter as your stage name.
You could have changed your name.
Because you could just be like, all right, I don't want that stage name no more. I can get out that contract. Like,
you know what Prince had to do a bunch of that shit. That was with him changing his name.
Yeah.
Like he was getting
like I'm signing this contract as a person, but I'm signing it under the name
under my stage name.
Yeah, Cher, you know, Cher for instance.
So like does 50 Cent sign 50 Cent or does he sign Curtis Jackson?
That's the question.
Hey 50, are you 50 Cent or Curtis Jackson? Just a quick question.
That's a good
Curtis question, 50. Right?
When do you transition?
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson?
Are
you Clifford, and, Method Man, whatever?
Hold on. I wonder if that's actually a good point. I wonder if it were just like, did he wake up one day? Like, we'll go back to Jay-Z because this is our example. Did he wake up one day and he was like, everybody call me Sean Carter? Or it is like,
wait,
Sean Jay-Z Carter for like a good year. You know what I mean? Wow, like,
I think it was a smooth transition.
Yeah.
He transitioned.
It was like, that's you're going to be Sean Jay-Z Carter. I like the back of his director shirt. Whatever the question, fuck he's doing.
Question and statement. Do you remember Larry Fishburne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Larry Fishburne's gone. There's no longer such thing as the Larry Fishburne. His name is Lawrence.
I heard the story about Cameron talking about
it. Is that not hilarious?
Where he refused to be called Larry. If you call Lawrence Fishburne Larry, he'll flip shit on you.
So he started as Larry and became a somebody, right? And at a certain age, at a certain role, he said, I'm a serious actor and I'm no longer Larry. Call me Lawrence, bitch.
Can you go back home with that shit? Like, can you serious? Like, I get it. I'm not at all taking away from him.
Like, you see, like, your auntie.
But can you go back? Exactly. Like, can you go back to the cookout and just be like, I'm Lawrence now?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah, auntie, it's Mr. Carter.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what? Send a go get it.
Like, what?
It's like, Mr. Carter, auntie.
Yeah, you gotta call me Mr. Carter now.
Yeah, all you motherfuckers, day, all you motherfuckers.
There's a barbershop somewhere. His mama named him Larry Fishburne. I'm gonna call him Larry Fishburne.
His name is Larry.
Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Like, literally, I remember Deep Cover, right? Remember the movie Deep Cover? Yeah. He was Larry Fishburne in Deep Cover. And then the very next movie, he was Lawrence.
Yeah, after he started beating on Tina and Ike. No, I'm just...
He earned that Lawrence. He earned that Lawrence. He beat some ass to be called Lawrence. You crazy?
Yo, my name's Lawrence now.
He exuded an excellent amount of violence and earned that name Lawrence.
I don't know.
Why you don't call him Larry. He earned that shit.
I gotta Google this shit now, man. When did he change his name?
Hey, ask the girl. Hey, Alexa. No, not Alexa.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
my
that.
My whole house is wild.
My whole house is like, why?
My whole house is going to start talking. Like, yes, what do you need?
I don't think it's going to be Googleable. Googleable.
It's got to be Googleable.
Googleable?
Googleable. Say that three times.
Googleable. I can't even Googleable. Say it once.
Googleable.
I'm about to see.
It's in there.
1991.
See?
It says it?
After Deep Cover?
When did Larry become Lawrence?
When did I become Lawrence?
And I want, did it come up? Like, is it, other people asked this question?
Once Larry, now Lawrence. And I'm looking at a whole New York Times article. I think we got the name of the episode.
He had a rollout for a new name.
Once Larry, now Lawrence.
Nigga had a rollout.
Nigga got a whole spread, dog. Damn, dog.
Please.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Lawrence, he arrived at stardom after 20 years in the journey. Role, concerned father, Boys in the Hood, 1991. Gave him a big boost as the Tony Award in 1992. Two Trains Running. So after all that shit, he got the Tony Award. That nigga was like, yo, my name's Lawrence.
Man. And he got him. And
he's theater now.
Tony Award.
I am theater.
That's what it was. Because after he became, after that, he started speaking like Morpheus. Have you ever heard of Morpheus? He has a slight British accent. Like, he's from Cambridge. Like Morpheus is from Cambridge. He studied at Cambridge. And that's how Lawrence became Morpheus.
That's how Lawrence became Morpheus. Like, his name is Morpheus. He became a British guy, and that's where he is now.
Does he still walk around talking like he's British?
Yeah. This is
where's he from?
I think it's outside Detroit, and I'm lying. I don't know where.
Mums, I'm home for the cookout.
Mums, father, I am home.
I missed you terribly.
Georgia,
you're from Georgia.
No wonder this nigga's name is Larry.
It's even funnier.
This nigga went. Dog, this nigga did.
He's from Georgia.
Y'all ain't even noticed, dog. This nigga didn't do it. Lawrence with the W, like country ass Lawrence.
That nigga did it with the U, like French.
Like French Lawrence?
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Does he have a little.
My nigga Lawrence.
Wait, let me see.
My nigga Lawrence.
Like Lorraine, but Lawrence.
Lawrence.
His name is Lawrence, not Lawrence. His name is not Lawrence.
Lawrence.
His name is Lawrence. The fuck? The nigga name was Lawrence Fishburne. What's his middle name? He gotta have a good middle name.
I don't know. No,
it's gotta be there. What's his middle name?
Ain't no middle name. Oh. Oh, hold on. Let me see. What's
Lawrence.
What's this nigga's real
name? Lawrence Jeffrey. Or something shit like that. Lawrence Joffrey.
I don't know what this nigga's name is.
His name is Lawrence Joffrey Fishburne.
He doesn't have a middle name. We say it right at the top.
With a name like Lawrence, you got to have a middle name. That's a strong name, Lawrence.
This nigga's middle name was nothing, Larry. No, he was born in the 60s. Middle name is still kind of relatively new. I don't know if y'all
middle name.
Yeah, middle names are relatively new, you know.
You have a middle name?
I don't. Why? No. Why are you looking at me? You can't answer that question. You can't answer the question.
Nigga said, I got three, but what?
You can't answer the question.
You threw me off. Like, I just realized you don't have a middle name. That's weird as fuck. To be young, you like a young motherfucker with no middle name.
Your middle name should be like David or something.
You gotta get yourself a middle name.
Should be like David.
We gotta
get Orin David.
We gotta vote on that shit, man. How many retweets we need for Orin to get a fucking middle name?
Yeah, we need to get you a middle name, brother.
For you to pick a middle name.
Should it be Lawrence?
I'm not picking a middle name. I'm not changing my motherfucking name.
You're not changing.
$1 million, I'll change my middle name.
You're adding. You're not changing. You're adding.
That's still changing.
No, it's not.
I got to get new monogram towels and shit.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
No, you just don't go by it. Yes, I do. Just don't go by it. Lawrence didn't change anything. He just changed his name. Larry and Lawrence is still L. Just saying.
Yeah, but if I had a middle name, I'm adding a third letter.
Why even talk about it? It'd be something special for you and your lady. She can call you Aloysius and no one else.
No.
Yeah, that'd be a great stage name. What do you think?
No.
David. I think you should be a David.
What's your motherfucker's middle name? Talking about my pretend middle name. I want to hear one of your middle names.
What's one of your middle names?
My middle name?
Yeah, what's one of your middle names?
I'm not telling you my motherfucking middle name.
Why not?
Hell no, that shit is a terrible middle name.
This is a terrible. Timothy?
Nah, that shit is terrible, dog. Like, I'm not fucking. I don't want motherfuckers looking me up.
They know who you are already, bro.
Nah, dog. I don't want motherfuckers looking me up.
They know who you are.
Nah, dog. I'm not telling you my middle name.
They seen your third grade class picture. It's online. They saw you.
The P is anonymous.
The P stands for.
It's gotta be Percival.
Nah. I wish it was.
It's worse than Percival?
Yeah, dog. That shit's pretty bad.
Damn.
That shit's terrible, dog.
I'm sorry.
My pops ain't have a middle name. He was born in like 1940. My mom don't have a middle name. She does now because, I guess she does. No, my mom didn't have a middle name.
Yeah, my mother doesn't have a middle name either. She doesn't have a middle name.
No, my mom didn't have a middle name, and then she took her maiden name as her middle name.
She changed her name to her middle name?
That happens sense? A lot. That's common.
Like when she got married first time.
Wait, strange fact, funny fact.
When she got married the first time, her maiden name became her middle name because she didn't have a middle name.
No, that's dope.
Yeah.
So Beyonce. First name is her mother's maiden name. Tina was Tina Beyonce before she got married. Named her daughter Beyonce. That's her last name, yeah. Yeah, how dope is that?
That's fine.
Full circle. From Sean Carter to how she got her.
Boom.
Beyonce.
You see how we did that, guys?
You see that transition?
See that? That's a transition. That's how you transition, guys.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Motherfucker.
God damn it.
But nah, man, shout out to Lawrence.
Shout out to Lawrence, man. For real, Lawrence, Deep Cover was one of my favorite movies, bro.
Like, it's amazing because Deep Cover is about fake cocaine and cocaine that is manufactured in a lab as opposed to grown. So when you get caught with it, you don't get in trouble. It's amazing they're cutting shit so much with some weird shit that it's almost not cocaine anymore. It's amazing. I read about this shit. That's it. I don't know anything.
No, me neither.
This is back in the 90s, too. Yeah. They just knew.
They knew all
they knew about knew. This shit. You know, does art imitate life or does life imitate art? I don't know.
I think it's both.
It's weird.
Art is life. Life is art.
Life is art, right. Scary shit.
Like, it's the same. It's one and the same. Come on. Okay. Those motherfuckers don't know about that shit, man. Spooky. Yeah, I ain't wanna talk all that shit onto them. I don't wanna weird everybody out with all the, you know,
spooky
real gems. But
oh, woke out. What do we have for woke out?
All right, today. What I got for the woke segment.
What you got for the woke moment?
What I got for the woke, man.
Like, what's the Boondocks ahead of this time?
The Boondocks was definitely going to be the top one, man. The Boondocks is probably the most wokest shit ever, man. Aaron Magruder was the dopest, wokest.
Dopest, wokest, non-chokinest, mo-focinest ever out there.
Hey, for real, man. Because that everything, I went back and watched all the Boondocks and everything he put in there 10, damn near 15 years ago.
Full circle.
It's cool. Happened.
It's cool to be gay and dress with skirts.
Or has happened.
Look, it's cool to wear skirts and carry a gun. How you a tough dude with a skirt? I mean, hey, first of all, I'm sorry. If you a tough dude with a skirt, you know, that's what's up. You know, I'm not challenging you. I don't want no beef with you.
Oh, yeah. I ain't fighting no nigga in a skirt.
Nah, I'm cool.
I ain't fighting nobody in a skirt,
I'm
though.
Good. You win. But all I'm saying is, you don't seem
so
tough.
Wait, if this motherfucker comes up and just, you're smoking a cigarette, sound like one just smacks a cigarette at your face.
And you got a skirt?
Yeah.
I'm good, bro.
I might say, my bad, yo. Because obviously he's bucking.
Just come up and like set up just... Smoke is back. Bam, smacks a cigarette.
Nah, he's bugging. I don't want no problem. Especially if he had high heel shoes on. He won. He won. I'm sorry. You know what happens? Because no matter how, anything after that, I'm wrong. Anything after that, I'm wrong. And I don't know how that happened. But anything after that, I did something wrong.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good. I'm walking out of that.
I know, because this is a hate crime, dog.
I'm walking out of that.
That's why I be skeptical about hitting anybody, dog. It's this shit, dog. Because you fuck around, dog. You get hit with a hate crime so quick. You be like, hey, wait. I don't hate people, dog. I just
don't like him. I don't hate anybody. I just hate him.
There's a thin line between hate crime and I just don't like this motherfucker.
Yeah, I just hate you. Like, not anybody like you. There's a difference.
Like, it's like, fuck. Like, oh, shit. Like,
yeah, it's scary.
Like, holy shit. I don't want
to. Nah, so, so like, to answer
you
your question.
Punched him because he's Asian. Like, no, I punched him because he's an asshole.
I punched him because that's Larry. That's why I punched him. Like, fuck
he's
Larry.
He's a fucking asshole. Like,
so, to answer your question, if some random guy didn't know 6'1" with a skirt and high heels smacked my cigarette out of my mouth and said no smoking, pow, he won.
Yeah,
he won.
Yeah, he won, though.
You won. My bad. There's a camera somewhere. Someone's trying to get me killed. You won. I'm sorry.
I'm good, man. Obviously, you off your rocker, so I'm going to go ahead and keep on walking. You right. I shouldn't be smoking.
I should. My bad, bro.
You know, my bad. But if it's a blunt, then, hey, we might fight.
I might get you.
There you go. It's your blunt. Even better. Even better. Whatever.
You know, you might get
it's your last blunt, too.
I might get 2 pieces.
And then I'm going to feel bad because then the cops are going to walk up directly after that. And be like, I smell weed here. Like, and they're going to be like,
he did it.
Like, why did you just slap that person? Like, oh, shit.
Damn.
That's 2 charges.
So I smacked him for possession of weed. That's why. Going down twice.
He was trying to save me. Like, that motherfucker was trying to help me out. He smacked the weed out of my hand because he saw the cops come.
He's like, Jesus.
See, that's why you got to be patient. So, nah, I ain't going to do nothing.
I ain't doing nothing.
I ain't doing nothing.
I'm sorry in advance. Like, if it ever happens, my bad. I messed up somehow.
But
I'm not answering that question because it might incriminate me for a future hate crime. Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever happens, happens. That's all.
Yeah, I think I might bleep this whole motherfucker.
Yeah. Like, you blur my face?
Like, this last 5 minutes.
Like, Your Honor, on podcast number 12.59, he admitted to fault of wanting to hit somebody.
Wearing a skirt.
Wearing a skirt.
Wait a minute. Nah. Wait. I said if I was provoked by somebody
wearing a skirt. I would not do that. So
I would still,
for the record, fight. I'm not fighting nobody.
I don't fight. Violence is bad.
Yeah, I don't fight.
Love is a new war. I got love kids, is man. A new war.
Watch your worst enemy now is listens to this thing now and he's like, finally, I got this motherfucker.
Hey, hey, hey. Watch. Ah, motherfucker.
He's waiting outside the club waiting for you to skirt. You know
what? What's going to happen? Come on, stop. On Monday morning, on anyone's set, they're going to be somewhere with a kilt on. Like, what's up? Say something.
Watch. Yeah, that's just what I'm saying.
Like, you're like, what? Yeah, I heard it. What's up? Say something. Yeah. See? Look. Please say something. What's up?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like what? Say something.
I'm defending myself. It doesn't matter who. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I wish a motherfucker would slap me on the clock, dog. I'm falling.
I'm falling down.
I'm $1 million baby in myself, nigga. I'm hitting my head on something.
Stumble back like 30 feet. Oh, shit.
What's the name of that movie with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale?
With Hugh Jackman?
When the nigga was the fucking magician and he couldn't figure out how he was doing the trick.
Oh, we were just talking about that this week.
Prestige?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah. It's dope as fuck.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman. You know
Hugh Jackman?
That shit, fucking Christian Bale. But yeah, dog, I mean, just shit, boy. Ooh, I would, that'd be a 30-year play for me, dog. Like, as soon as I get done with litigation, I sue your ass. And out of rehab, I'm gonna, I'll be like, all right, now I challenge your ass to a fucking fist fight now, dog.
Yeah.
I'd have sued your ass now. Hugh I'm about Jackman. To whip your ass. Fuck that. Nah. We'll see. All right, man, but my real woke moment of the question of the fucking day was, when did you become woke enough to be like, yo, tidy whitey draw, right? Tidy white draws ain't it.
I think that becomes your first sleepover. I think this is one of those transition questions where, like, you stop it at one point, and then eventually you get back to it again somehow. Like, because I don't think there's a single person I know in their fucking right mind that has worn tidy whiteys through high school or college years or now.
Nope.
But I bet you right now some of these motherfuckers are. I don't know this for a fact, but.
Nope. I can't go back, man.
Tidy whiteys.
Like,
disgusting.
Do you gotta go? Like, it's a full circle. Like, you start.
It's not a circle of life.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you start off with tidy whiteys.
It's not a circle of life.
It is. I think it is.
Not. The older you get, so you're a baby, you get little underoos and cuties, right?
You start off in diapers,
and then you get old.
Tidy whiteys, and then you get cool underwear, whatever's trendy, and you go back to tidy whiteys to diapers to death.
Why do you go back to tidy whiteys? You get old long balls, so you need support, so you gotta wear these shits?
I don't know, though.
So, just so you know, when you get old, your balls get long. It happens. Look at, why do old people have big balls? Because they're long and old.
I don't want to know. I'll fucking get, you know.
You'll get low on balls.
Wonder.
It'll be funny as shit.
Wonder briefs.
Yeah, no. I don't know, though. Yeah, I can't do tidy whiteys, man.
Nah, that's disgusting. No. I'm not doing. I haven't done those since I was a kid, and I'm never doing them again.
I can't even imagine trying to get no play. Like, you take a chick
home.
How
you get naked and take those? You're looking at you like, come on, B. You got mad thigh hanging out. You got mad hairy thigh hanging out. You look stupid. You do realize that, right? You look stupid. You look like a fucking asshole with those shits on.
But here's the thing.
No, Orin, you look like an asshole with those.
Don't fucking point at me. Don't motherfucking point at me. I'm sorry. Wear those fucking things. Like,
you're right. I'm sorry.
Like you're like, hey.
I'm sorry.
Don't wear tidy whities.
Don't wear tidy whities. You look like an asshole.
Don't wear underwear in general. It's just so much better without it. But
when you wear slacks, no underwear. You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. When you wear slacks, you out and hanging out with your chick. You dancing, right? Sometimes you gotta rub on her body, right? What happens is you got slacks on. And the slacks and the ass work together on your thigh. And you dancing and she's like, wow, those pants look amazing on you. Yeah, like, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
So you're saying they just look like gray sweatpants?
Yeah. Even better.
They even look like better. Fancy sweatpants.
Fancy sweatpants.
Fancy sweatpants.
Fancy sweatpants.
Fancy short sweatpants.
Fancy sweatpants.
Yeah, because I remember I did the boxers thing for a while, but dog, the most annoying thing ever at work is when you got some boxers and you carry something and them shits get stuck between your thigh and your ball sack.
What? You're like,
it'd be like a gunshot. Like,
this should be up here. This should be up here. Just up in your hip action. Like, why is my balls? Why is my balls in my hip? How? You know, you got your leg. and you got your balls. And your boxers up in here.
Yeah, facts.
Like, they're way up in there. Like, how? Your balls, everything's hanging at the bottom. The shit's just up in there, and the shit's in the belly button.
You're making my balls hurt right now. Why are we talking about this?
The moral of the story is, don't wear boxer shorts neither.
Don't wear anything. No, have to now.
You gotta go with the briefs.
You got to sports boxers. Because
I went to the doctor's.
Sports,
the doctor's like,
sports briefs.
The no rides.
The no rides.
The no slips, though. Yeah. Motherfuckers that stay put all
day. Yeah, they hold your thigh just a little bit. Yeah. Can I see that, brother, please? Yeah, thank you.
There's ones now I saw on the internet that hold, that's literally, it's like, those. Have you seen
that? I've seen those, yeah.
We're the same age, so we're probably getting the same advertisements. But yeah. it has two separate pouches for one ball. Like one.
So how about this? So the guys on my show, they wear them.
It's even got a fucking weird name to it. It's called sacks. It's called sacks.
They're called sacks.
That's it. It's a sack.
It's a sack for your sack.
As somebody at work that's telling me about it all the time, I'm like, you're fucking expensive on the word. I ain't doing shit.
Those sacks support your sack.
One sack, they make them. Is it a sack if it's just one?
You know
one?
How weird that would be, though? You got your sack in a sack? It's got to be kind of like sweaty almost. I don't think I want to place my sack in a sack.
I don't want my testicles separated all day. They've been together all day.
That's exactly what I said.
They've been together my whole life. They make it lonely?
Life, like, you ever trying to separate Siamese twins?
No, you just don't.
Like, them niggas die.
It's not even that. It's because you're not separating.
You're right, they die.
You're not separating Siamese twins. You're basically just like putting like a wall.
They don't want that.
They're next to each other, but
they can't see each other. They don't want that. They want to see.
Yeah, though. They're going to get lonely, though.
Yeah, that's what
you get. That's how you get, like, you know, your testicles. Well, your testicles just gave up on each other.
They start shrinking because they're lonely.
Like, because they're lonely.
What's wrong with testicles?
You suffer from
lonely testicle syndrome.
You have depressed testicle syndrome.
LTS, lonely testicle syndrome. Well, what happens? They shrink. Well, they don't possess.
It's only been coming up with people who wear sack underwear.
LTS. It's rampant.
Yeah, like
with this demographic. Well, studio technicians. Camel farmers.
15 years from now, be like, hey, your testicles just fell off.
They just don't work anymore. Like, they just went away. You're a Ken doll now.
But after a while, you'll have, like, if people wear them, like, 15 years down the road, you'll have, like, you know, people, when they take them off, they'll have, like, problems when they put them back together. Like, the testicles have been alone the whole time. You got, like, separation.
Performance anxiety and shit. They can't work. They got to look at each other now. They're like, ugh.
Like, who are you?
Ugh, they just don't work anymore.
It's like, look, imagine you having a next-door neighbor. You're living in an apartment building. All of a sudden, somebody comes in when they tears down the wall.
Nah,
like,
man, don't do that, man.
Who the fuck are you?
They gonna fuck around and make humans evolve to where testicles grow separated.
Fuck around.
Exactly.
Well, think about this, right?
They gonna fuck around, like, each testicle.
Like an earlobe with a testicle in it?
Exactly. You have two sacks now. You're like,
that would be the worst. You're like, did you clean your in-between?
It'd be your stained. Not your taint, but your stained.
Your stained. That would be the worst, dog. They gotta be together, though.
I was thinking if your testicles are supported for many, many years, they become, they lose the need for support. So they get shorter and shorter. Shorter.
But that would help you out when you get older, though.
So before you know it, instead of having testicles, you just have like bumps under your dick. You know what I'm saying? They're like bumps, but they don't hang. They're just like bumps.
I'm sure they'll come up with like an exercise or something. Like, you can just do like
ball
stretching or something like that.
Reviews on the sack,
like super tight balls.
I don't want to do the reviews. I'd rather just come up with this.
I was told.
I like to imagine the reviews.
What do you think? Give me a fake review.
I don't know. I can't imagine this thing being comfortable at all.
Wearing a pair of sacks, even though you never wore them.
I'm not buying no pair of sacks.
Give me a review of a pair of wearing a sack.
All right, off top of my head. All right, my girlfriend got me these. At first, I was skeptical, but after putting them on, I realized she was right. They hold and support and separate my boys. I'm okay with them being alone. I have no friends anymore, and only my girlfriend, so I figured my balls don't need to be together anymore.
sounds like emasculation.
And now, instead of taking my balls together in a pair, she can just chip away at one at a time until they're both gone.
Wow.
Four out of 5 stars. Definitely recommend for a friend.
Yeah, everybody said they're nice.
Chet.
I've been wearing Saks for about 3 months now. And at first, I thought it was a little strange. I put them on, and my balls and my penis were separated. It was like a trifecta of separation. And in about a weekend, I decided, you know what? I like the separation. I like the oscillation. It made me feel breezy and calm and cool. No more sweat on my pet. Thanks, Sax, for taking me there.
Well, you know.
I bet you they sweat even more for some reason. I don't know how. For
me, no more sweat on my pet.
For me, being an avid runner, it was great. Not having my balls slapping my taint every time I hit top speed. I must say, if I had to choose between Hanes or these, I would choose these if I could afford them. I give them 4 out of 8.
Did we fail to mention them shits is prices?
This is my running price. Underwear.
What is it, like a wire that separates them? How is it?
I think there's like a cup separation.
And here's something I've noticed.
There's an extra line.
What I want to know
is... looking at
the underwear.
Why do I see like a bunch of fruits in that picture?
That's what I saw. So I'm like, I'm confused.
So just an extra line.
So regular underwear have the joint where you pull your dick out, right?
It looks like you have a camel toe.
It gives you a hammer toe.
It gives you a hammer toe.
Got a moose knuckle right there, bro.
Gives you a goat paw.
What happens if... I mean... I want to ask this active runner of yours that you were just talking to. What happens if one bounces into the other one? Like, is it possible? Or is there like complete
separation,
complete isolation? So how do you do that?
It's like a man thong in a sense, like the fun thong. It's a fun thong.
It just comes. It's a thong for balls. I don't like it. No, I'm cool. I don't want.
I try to get a little ball thong.
I'm gonna try a pair just to try it, and I'm gonna come back and give it an official review.
You gotta go with jogging.
Sex. They $34 a pair of drawers. I mean, you got
for one.
What do they say there? What are the reviews there? Read for one. Please. Read another review, please. Please read one.
You'd have to be nuts to get that.
Shit, Stone Fool Crazy. That's a hard. That's a hard act to follow.
Let me go to. Let me read a 1 star.
Oh my gosh! Let's read the 1 star.
Wow, I don't get it. These are by far the most uncomfortable underwear I've ever worn. The mesh panel seemed like
it's a mesh?
Good idea for keeping things separated, but in the end, it just means there's more material to brush up around your joint. I've never been more aware of the fact that I'm wearing underwear. In fact, it's all I can think about. All day long. And I can't wait to get these pants. They also ride up the leg, which makes the bunching even worse. The waistband is uncomfortable. And the material has a nice feel to it. But that's hardly enough to overcome the fact that wearing them is mildly torturous.
Oh my God.
I might try cutting out the mesh to see if they become wearable. If not, they're going in the trash. Pretty disappointing for some of the most expensive underwear on the market.
Oh God! So, I was not expecting that.
Yo,
so the funniest part is, it makes me aware of where the underwear is all day long.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like my hell. Right?
Sounds like hell.
we the hot class. So I'm not gonna end on a bad note. We're gonna end it on a good note. So I'm gonna read the last 5-star review they got. Mm. These boxer briefs aren't just another pair of underwear. They're a gift from the comfort gods in the form of nut
no
Wonderland.
What? Wait, comfort, what? Spit again?
And filling the silky in the
Wait, read again, please.
I gotta read it.
Again, please.
These boxer briefs aren't just another pair of underwear. These are a gift from the comfort gods in the form of nut-hugging wonderland of comfort in the filling of silky material where you aren't used to it being. I myself love the new, wonderful, and exciting.
But okay, seriously, these are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever had in my life. The separation barriers are awesome in hot weather. The fabric is soft and smooth and exactly what my 32-year-old nether regions were hoping for. I have never made up my mind. This is in any area I am now willing to spend four times the money on. I won't live without them anymore. Going to order four more pairs after this review. I thank you for your time and hope your magic junk trunk of the future are as amazing as mine.
Yo,
the title of this review was called Testicular Comfort at Its Best.
That's $130
by fucking Green Wolf, a verified purchaser.
Oh my god.
Green Wolf has a lot of free times on this. Yo, what's up? Bro, that was one of the best reviews I've ever heard in my life.
I should try them based on that.
How could you would be doing your boys a disfavor?
I need to try a pair of
the negative review was funny, but this positive review.
I already bought five pair. Yeah, just I'm, listening I think to I'm that.
Go ahead and get
$120 is four pair.
We're gonna get the knockoff versions, the Chinese made. Yeah, I'm sure. Slap our logo on.
Get lead poisoning in you.
Those just hurt your balls.
You heard of the nut rag from Dirtbag Industries? Now we got the.
The ball sack.
Yeah.
We got the potato sack.
The drunk trunks.
Junk trunks. Like, separate your junk in the trunks from your stuff. You'll love it.
Wait. But, yep, that was the woke segment because, I mean, you got to be woke to change from Tidy Whitey's. No man alive has gone from Tidy Whitey's.
Tidy Whitey's is not what we want to be.
To Tidy Whitey's his whole life in the last.
If you are, you're probably a fucking virgin.
Bug, yeah.
You're probably a fucking virgin.
I wonder if there's like
Amish dudes. Probably, I imagine Amish dudes don't wear
Amish, boxes. But Amish dudes aren't virgins.
But here's the thing: we're also, however old we are, I guarantee you, there's probably like, what if like kids are starting to wear tighty whities again, and now we're the weird ones for wearing?
Nope. They're weird.
Obviously, tighty whitey kids said the same shit. The tighty whitey generation says the same shit about us. Everything happens in full circle.
You know what, you're right. Tidy Whiteys will never come back. Hopefully.
Hopefully they won't. If they do,
hopefully like Bell Bottoms never come back.
If Tidy Whiteys
they are though.
Bell Bottoms are coming back.
Bell Bottoms, see?
In my closet, they won't.
No, no.
Exactly, not yours, but.
I just said the other day, though, if I.
You want me dressed like an old man without these Bell Bottoms? Look at your old ass with your fucking cut off.
Look at you with them skinny jeans, old man.
I'm going to bring back the jersey.
Yo, I know how. You know how you know he old? How? He wears skinny jeans. Look at him. He about 53, got skinny jeans on.
I'm going to bring back the Jerry Curl one more time before I die.
Really?
That's going to be amazing.
Did your soul glow?
Spraying that shit. Yeah, I'm bringing it back, baby. At least once when one I cut these dreads.
All right, so now we got an MP Oren update. MP Oren.
We need to work on that little thing. I mean, we got it, but that was... Woke segment gets a button.
Yeah, man.
I get a, you know.
Breaking news. Message.
I don't know. What's happened this week? What do we got? We got college being paid for or maybe. Who knows?
Maybe again.
It's going. I don't know. Like, I guess you can go to like a tech college or something like that.
Explain to the people what's going on.
I'm still kind of figuring this out, but from my understanding, if it does pass, which probably won't, but if it does,
yeah,
because you know Biden, he's just like, yeah, I'm gonna do all this shit, and nothing is fucking happening.
And watch TV, yeah.
So, in addition to marijuana not being legalized, and this probably not happening, yeah, if this were to happen, ideally you would get your, you know, like tech school. Like, if any of you live in a state that has like lottery tuition assistance. Basically the same thing, but the government actually does it.
Yeah, what does that mean? Dumb it down for the people at home.
Well, if you are broke, which actually is like, I don't know, I think they do, depending on how you are, like, you know, in certain financial classes.
For those who aren't understanding what's going on, we're referring to Joe Biden speaking about 12 years of school isn't enough and he wants to extend it.
For college, basically, yes.
That sounds like 4 years of college. But why does it have to be a trade school? Why don't it be just like a regular academic thing?
No, I'm saying what'll probably happen. Like, I don't see them giving you, I mean, maybe
like they give you a master's.
Where do we live? Georgia State is a,
what,
we're in Georgia.
Start teaching these niggas when they two?
Because that would be awesome too, nigga. Like, yeah, right? Take this little nigga down.
Yeah, I want my son to be 3 years old.
Maybe it could be 2 years on the front and 2 years on the back. You know what I mean?
Like
if you take him to college and
I like that.
Two
in the front, two in the back.
That would actually help a parent out real a lot, dog.
Get back to work early.
Like, yeah, I could put you to school quick, dog. You be smart.
I go back to work and you be smart? Let's get it.
Come on, man.
I like it.
Shit, I like that. If it's two on the front,
two in the back.
And two in the back.
I can deal with that.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
I mean, just going to add classes to high school or build another high school or whatever the fuck it is. Build another preschool.
You start school at what, 5, 6?
Yeah, about that.
Yeah, so yeah, do it at 2. Fuck it. As soon as you turn 2, throw their ass to school.
Take that.
3 years old, take them.
Take them. Oh, yeah.
I want 2, you guys say 5, I will settle with 3. Let's do it.
I got 3 at home, you ready? Yeah, bring them all.
Yeah, you can do 3, because 3, they actually starting to get smart and shit. They actually be starting to conscious.
Yeah, 3 is old, what you want.
Shit, yeah.
They know they're
school of 3, fuck it. Nigga, it ain't me.
They got routines going on. They know their thing. They know what they got to do at 3.
What else happened? There was actually some shit in Europe. It's not our politics, but it was kind of some next level, nobody's done it before dictatorship shit.
Do tell.
A flight from, I think, Greece to, I think, like Romania or like Switzerland, something like that. Basically, it was just in Europe. European flight had a, what country was it? Was it Belarus? I think it was Belarus. But anyway, I think it was Belarus. We'll go with Belarus. There was like some journalist on the flight that, you know, like they were wanted to arrest for like inciting a riot, you know, saying some quotations, inciting a riot or some shit like that, that had like left the country and was living, you know, I guess in exile or abroad, whatever you do when, you know, like you have a dictatorship and they want to arrest you and you go live, you know, like Edward Snowden or some shit like that. And he was on a commercial flight with commercial people, just like you or me. And they were going over Belarusian airspace. And they brought up like whatever their versions of like the F-16s are, and like made the flight land, and they arrested dude and his girlfriend and let the flight go back on.
That's amazing.
Why did they arrest him?
Because they wanted to arrest him, and they had him over the airspace, so they figured that they can basically hijack a plane and bring it down.
Like, so that was the only time they could arrest him is when he was in the airspace.
Technically, they can't, but they saw that they could. And now they're like, you can't fly to that country. That country can't even land in, you know, none of their airlines can land in European airspace. It's like a whole mess right now that's happening.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But it's just some crazy shit. Basically, imagine you going from like here to California. You're like, hey, I'm going on vacation to California. And you having some shit in Nebraska or something like that. And then Nebraska Air Force comes on, takes the plane down. That's your ass. And we, you know, like,
that's
but maybe you too as well, because we're with them. And let the plane go back.
Weird.
I'd be pissed off if I wasn't even arrested. Like, I don't fucking buy connecting flights. I hate connecting flights. Those things suck.
Nah, fuck that, dude. That sounds like some diplomatic shit, though. That sounds like some sanctions are coming for real, for real.
That's like bogus shit. Like, in a sense, there was people following. They could have done it, but they didn't do it like spy type shit.
Yeah.
Like, there's plenty of stories of, like, you know, there's like this like famous Israeli one where they wanted to bring back this like Nazi doctor and trial him in Israel, but they couldn't do, you know, they couldn't just do that. So what they did is they basically trained to be, airline assistants or whatever, stewardesses. And they gave the ones who actually had the flight food poisoning. And so when they were like, do we have anybody available? They're like, yeah, we just, you know, just basically like in the uniforms and everything. They're like, yeah, we could do it. Like, we just pretended to be employees, got on the thing and then drugged his ass. And then took him whenever they're like, oh my God, he's, you know, whenever he was landing, they were basically like, oh, we should take him in a wheelchair. We'll take him in an ambulance, and had like an ambulance there and all that shit. And then from there, they put him on a jet and took him to Israel. Like, they didn't, you know, nobody knew anything about it till after it was done. They just did like some legit James Bond type of shit.
That's how you're supposed to do it. Get in.
That's how they should have done it. And the whole world would have been like, fuck you, but it's cool. But they literally just threatened to shoot the plane down if it wouldn't come down. Obviously, you know.
Nah, it's really civilian shit. Nah, I'm not cool with that.
You threaten civilians, man, just to get your point across, man. Where do you draw the line? You know what I'm saying?
So there's a thin line between good and bad.
Between fries and shakes.
You know what I'm saying?
Just sucks for that kid, that dude. He thought he was like, he's like a young journalist or something like that. Thought he was safe. He's like, me and my girlfriend are going to like.
Oh, he was a journalist? Vacation,
yeah.
Oh, man, they did that for a journalist? Oh, yeah, man. Free that nigga, man. Free my nigga Ball.
I don't even know if that's that nigga.
Crazy.
I'm going to pretend that's that nigga name. Free Ball.
just name him.
Free my nigga Ball, man.
Free my nigga Ball. Show free support ball. By a set of free sacks ball. And send it free to ball. The Belarusian government.
Yeah. Let's get free ball.
Free ball.
Free ball.
The new shirts, man.
So what else? Oh, some dude tried to hijack a plane in America. He got thwarted.
That was stupid.
When?
Probably like last weekend.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Last weekend. It was the craziest shit. I watched it on YouTube. I was just like, damn, man. It's fucking weird. Biden still hasn't legalized weed. Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Liar.
When was you going to bring that up? Piece of shit.
Fucking
right.
Piece of shit. Man.
I saw some video yesterday of some chick going in, like, butt naked, obviously in Florida.
Obviously.
And just coming in and just smashing up a bar. Like, literally, just taking shit and just smashing glass. Like, I don't know how you can find it, but somebody showed it to me.
I've seen that.
Like, she's like, it's so fucked up with the cops. Like, they don't give a fuck. Like, she's kind of like, when they come to arrest her, she's like walking over all this glass, like, to talk to him. And the cop's like, pow. Like, so he just tases her. making her fall into all this glass. I was just like, damn.
Funny.
You're
a dumbass. Dumbass. That's what you get.
Oh, dumbass.
she's like doing it. You can like see dude in the background just doesn't give a fuck. Just still sitting there eating his food or whatever he's doing.
It's lunchtime. Like, I'm on lunch, dude.
Yeah, I gotta eat this food, man. Like, I gotta
get my shift is starting soon.
Yeah, man. I gotta clean up later. Long ass shift. I gotta work a double. Yeah, work a double, girl. Like,
you know, get this food. That's funny as shit. But I've seen that video before.
Like, all right, man, can I get out of here?
Did she do like $140,000? Did she like $140,000 worth of damage?
You know, she went to the bar and basically just started like smashing glasses and butt naked.
That's the best way to do it. When you're naked, people don't want to touch you.
And until you got to walk across the glass that she just broke down.
She looked attractive too, a nice body, everything like that. But it was just, I mean, dude was about beating the back. I'm like, yes.
These motherfuckers be out their mind, crazy. Man. You be like, man,
I want to know the backstory to it.
I don't. It's probably sad.
Yeah.
It's probably very sad. It sounds like it's
it was
sad.
Probably over a dollar or something stupid.
You got to be very sad to do something like that, though. You hiding something.
You got to be completely resolved in whatever it is into.
Because that's crazy, though. I ain't never wanted to be like, you know what? I want to go ass naked outside.
That's what I wonder. Actually, here's the thing. You actually present a good point. Like, if this person just was fully dressed and started coming in smashing up shit, I think somebody would have grabbed her. And
but
the fact that she came in butt naked, somebody's like, nobody touched her.
No one touched her. She's a female and she's naked. No one touched her. No one touched a naked girl. No one.
Yeah, because you imagine being
you going down.
Try to hold her and then grab a nipple.
Touch a titty. Everyone does this. The whole room, like
everybody gonna look like I would like Zoolander looked in that movie. Like,
the whole room,
and you got a man in a dress coming out of the corner just punching you. Bam.
Man in a dress,
like, stop sexual her, assault. Bam. Like,
why you touching her like that? Man in a dress,
you can't do shit.
You can't be a good Samaritan,
can't do shit to the man in a dress.
Definitely can't be a good Samaritan in every situation.
I'm gonna keep a dress in the car just in case.
Just in case.
I gotta fight a motherfucker.
Like, hold on. I'll be right back. We gonna put my pants up and I'll come back with a dress.
You imagine the motherfucker be like, I wanna fight you. All right, wait, hold on.
Let me change my outfit. Hold on.
2 seconds. And then you go change. The motherfucker come back like, what? Like, yeah, you said you wanna fight. Let's go.
Have you ever seen that there was a TV show I seen once and it would show certain videos. And in the video, it would show a guy that would start fights. And then when he gets you all angry and agitated, he would snatch his clothes off and have like a man wrestling thong on. Would you fight him?
I think I did. I think Tom Green did that a couple
like,
times.
Yeah, like a Tom Green type of like thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, because that would imply to me that this motherfucker woke up in the morning, got dressed, knowing that he's going to get in a fight today. Like, But he wanted to egg some motherfucker on and just rip it off. Like,
Do you fight him, though?
No, because he wanted to be prepped for this day. No,
anybody that's showing that much skin, I am not fighting.
No, that's not the issue.
He's naked.
That's too much motherfucking, that's too much contact, dog.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to touch you, dog, and your skin on skin. Like,
nah.
Man, if you want to fight, dog, you got to come with me with long sleeve pants and jeans.
We're fighting clothes?
Yeah. What if you don't have the option? What if you just start swinging?
What if he's dressed like Conan?
Nah,
big furry underwear.
Nah, fuck that, dog. I'm not fighting, dog.
But if somebody dressed like Conan, and I'm assuming looks like Conan, I'm not fighting this motherfucker. I'm running. I will defend myself 9 out of 10 times. No, that 1 out of 10 is Conan.
Not Conan.
I'm not fighting.
Some big motherfucker I can't fight. I know I'm losing.
He got furry panties on.
Nah, I'm not. What am I supposed to do? Just let this motherfucker swing on me? Is what you saying? Like, nah, hell no, nah, though.
That so the nigga with the leotard, do you let him swing on you?
I'm gonna let him think he about to swing on me. Cause
I'm gonna give him the option. Do it again.
It's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, exactly.
It ain't gonna be no option.
You got one.
Again, though. Because then I could be hit with premeditated.
Leotard, dude, like, I'm walking away.
I'm going to establish,
nope.
This is Georgia, and I'm going to stand my ground state. So
this is my line.
One more, exactly. This is my circle of my personal space. Come at me, bro.
Say it out loud. This is my circle of my personal. I will defend you.
I will defend
myself to the death if you cross this line.
I will defend my own honor.
I will defend my honor to the death if you cross this line.
Like, I was bring up some 1892 rule. Like, he said he would defend his honor. He cannot be held liable.
Yeah.
Because he said he
case dismissed.
I mean, there's got to be.
Said honor.
There's got to be some.
He said he honor.
Say, there's like self defense, and then there's got to be like a self pride defense. Like, your honor. It was my pride. I had to.
I had to defend my pride.
I had to defend my honor. Self-honor. Yeah. That probably sounds better. Yeah. Self-honor. No, self-pride.
Self-honor defense.
No, self-honor sounds better.
Self-honor defense.
How about just honor defense? No self, just defense.
The honor defense.
The honor defense sounds like a Boy Scout thing or something.
No, it does. It sounds.
It sounds about self-defense. Like you have to like enact violence.
No, the honor defense could be for somebody else. That
like you say
what
something.
What if I say you smack a woman, I just come back and kill you? I'm not wrong because you defended. I'm defending her
honor. That's what I'm saying. That could be like self-pride defense, fighting for her. You know. Yeah. I'm a man. I can't watch a woman get hit.
Grabbed her butt and I couldn't stand there and watch her be physically assaulted like that way. How dare I?
I'm a gentleman, Your Honor. Like that should be able to stand in court. Like, why is that not written in every law?
I watched this woman abuse this kid, sir, so I broke her neck.
Exactly. Like,
no, goddamn.
Like the Dexter rule. But not that far. Like, not serial killer, bro. Yeah.
I like it. This person is a piece of shit. He had to die.
Exactly. So far.
Your Honor, piece of shit had to die.
Yeah,
like I watched it for 6 months.
Like last week's episode when we talked about
that's
the dude.
Premeditated.
So last week's episode
you
we talked
somebody for 6 months. That's premeditated, like a motherfucker.
It's called hunting. Is hunting premeditated?
That's not.
Yes, yeah, it is. Yeah. It really
you
is.
You call it premeditated murder. Or you just call it hunting.
It's premeditated.
But you only call it. But you call it hunting. That's it.
It's an animal.
You don't call it premeditated.
It's hunting for us. So, but it's murder for them.
But think about it. You said it's an animal. So if you're like a child molester. And you're raping a little sister. Guess what? You're an animal. You should die.
Yeah, of course.
But
so is it hunting?
Yes. Yeah, but you're cutting. You're dissecting hairs here. We're talking about person being a person who has hunting a deer and a rabbit or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm definitely not about to talk about.
Hunting, I'm not a hunter.
Hunting child predators on the show. Like shit.
It'd be a great comic book.
I'm trying to get that Disney fucking sponsorship. Shout out to Disney.
That would be a cool app game or something like that. Like you know, catch like Pokemon or something like that. Like you can find them in the streets, something like that. But you like find the predator and you got like a paintball gun with you. Choo choo.
Nah, painted purple so we know we can see him.
Motherfuckers get killed. Then you had to sue the app maker.
Oh the shit. Little kid do it in real life.
Yeah, that's
I'm shooting with my black watch.
That's why you gotta have all these fucking terms and conditions and all them damn apps and shit.
Like, I watched, I played the game and the flashy lights got in my eyes and I just went crazy and woke up and there was four dead people in front of me.
I don't know. The first motherfuckers to sue the video companies and win, the video game companies was like, all right, we gotta close that loophole.
Why? There's already a registry for it. Look, there's an app right now. I can tell you where every sex offender is within this neighborhood.
Yeah, but I'm talking about. Just certain apps and shit. But, yeah.
Okay, you squirking. Whatever. Just...
whatever. Yeah, whatever. Y'all want to talk about hunting Texas offenders. All right.
It was all hypothetical. It was not real.
Not real.
I would never hunt a human. It's just wrong.
Yeah, I'm about to say that.
If you had Jay-Z money, though, you probably would.
It would be a game with all it would be a game with all my other billionaire friends. So it's
I'm sure, like,
it wouldn't be wrong then. It wouldn't be wrong then.
I'm sure they do that.
You get a homeless man and put him in a maze.
No, they don't, dog. Because
that's a conspiracy thing I would totally get behind. I'm sure it's like, I'm not into conspiracies, but I'm sure there's some billionaire club out there who's just like, they find like
a homeless guy, put him in a maze. Come on, yeah, exactly, you escape, you win. Exactly. Go ahead, come on.
We'll give you $1 million if you make it to the end of this thing.
Bet.
Go.
Run. Wait, when in a movie, when Ice-T that guy?
Yeah, it's like an old story. It's like, yeah, it's a story as old as fucking time.
Old as time, hell yeah.
Yeah. If you can get out, you win, yeah.
You win. $1 million, no one ever won. Ever.
Give a dude like a knife.
Yeah. Knife. You got shotguns, you got a knife.
Knife in the back of, you know, beef jerky.
Yeah. Oh, matter of fact, if they're going to redo a movie, we need to redo that one. That
Ice-T we should redo Apocalypto.
In English?
Nah, yeah. Man, I can't do that shit.
That was amazing.
Man, it was good, man, but I can't redo that shit because that shit's just going to be about black people, dog, and I ain't trying to see no more movies with black people getting oppressed, dog.
It could be Indians and black people, and the Indians are the people putting black people into slavery. Nah, show them man, something they've seen before.
I
want to
see no more black oppression movies. I'm
with you.
Done.
Okay.
I am done with black oppression movies.
Make them superheroes, you know, against tyrants.
Yeah, man, we can. Yeah, all that black oppression shit, man. Like, oh no, I'm good.
No more slavery.
Yeah, like documentaries, I can see making documentaries about it because you need that because that shares the information. But like fiction, you know, fictional pieces of nah. I'm good, man.
So why is Django so good?
Django is fire.
Django's fucking
Django
amazing.
Is fire. But I don't know if I want to see a Django part two.
Nah, it's the overweight. That's it. What are you going to do? What can happen next? What can happen next?
Django's Revenge.
Django's Revenge? You going to do it again?
Django in the Underground Railroad.
Right? What happens then?
Choo-choo.
Okay, what's the uncle name? The nigga who died?
Samuel Jackson.
Samuel Jackson's Revenge.
Yeah, he comes back.
Django, too. He's not. He got one leg now. Yeah, he's in a wheelchair.
He's just a leg and an eyeball.
Right, and he's like an evil mastermind. You know, he lives in like a big glob of juice.
How doing this? Is he like a robot now? Like
no, he's in a big glob of juice. And his leg moves him around.
One eyeball and a leg.
One eyeball in like a tank of, you know, like Futurama type
exactly.
of thing.
Exactly. Yes. He's an eyeball in a tank of juice. And his foot is what gives him locomotion. His foot kicks him around. He's like a snail with his foot. It pushes his big globe around.
A foot. Maybe a finger.
And it's no shoe, so he can move around independently.
Somehow he'd still be able to like look at you and you'd see
he's
motherfucker.
Like, exactly. You're like, no, don't look at me that way.
I'm sick of this motherfucking juice. Like,
and the goddamn juice in my eye.
That's fucking hilarious, man.
Just have a little like subtitle.
So I guess everybody would let their kid go to school for 16 years, right?
My kid do whatever the fuck he wants.
16? It sounds good to me.
Boy, yeah. Kid do whatever.
Two in the front, two in the back.
I like that. Do it in the front, do it in the back.
All right, man.
3 years old, little buddy. You either go to school or get a job. Right. Option's yours.
You can be a painter or go to school. Pick one.
One of the last things I do want to talk about is, I got this segment. The segment is called What You Mean By That.
Ooh,
oh, it's a new one?
Sounds like a good one.
So we just talk about memes and shit that I've seen throughout the week, and we dissect them, you know what I'm saying? The high-class dirtbags way. So first off, man, one of the first memes I saw this week was Waffle House is basically just Southern hibachi.
No, I saw that. I don't believe it.
That's what you're saying. Fuck you know, mean. It is Southern the same, hibachi.
It kind of is, but
it is Southern hibachi.
Hibachi is if basically if the Waffle House cooks just turn their fucking skillet around, then you got to sit around the table.
That's what makes a country.
Be drunk with them. That would make it some shit.
But that's what makes a country. Like,
Once I get enough money, I want to do like the Jewish version of it, but have like two older parents sitting there, and all they do is just poke out at the failures in your life, like. Like, oh, here's some matzo ball soup, you skinny little shit. Like,
oh wow, that's amazing.
Oh, you didn't come in with kids, of course not. You know. Oh, you two are still dating. Well, you don't have enough money to buy a ring. Like,
I don't know, man.
That would be so awesome.
Funny.
Wouldn't that be great? Like,
wait, you like two were dating?
The old dude doesn't even cook. He just sits there and completely, yeah, right, honey.
He don't say shit, but uh-huh. That's right. You know how
like a southern hibachi. That's you should do that.
Wait, that's hurtful.
Why?
You two were dating. Why? You can't afford a ring?
No, why even dress it to marry you?
That hurts.
Yeah, it does. Exactly. They're Jewish parents.
Wow. Damn, mommy, I thought you loved me.
Exactly. She says that out of love. Get a better job.
That's what that means, get a better job? No, it means I'm not good enough.
You're never good enough.
Never good.
Never good enough. What are you talking about? You never heard the joke about the Jewish first Jewish president?
Tell me, please.
All right, so the first Jewish president is getting inaugurated. Massive turnout. Million people there. His mother is sitting on the podium watching in glee. And as he's giving his speech, you know, his first speech, she leans over to the guy next to him, taps him on the shoulder, like, see that guy down there? His brother's a doctor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Just never good enough, huh? Never good enough.
His brother's a doctor.
His brother's a doctor.
And he's single.
And he's beautiful. He's handsome. He's 6'3". He's handsome.
Your whole mission is to just have grandbabies. Then you're successful.
Understood. Wow.
I like Jewish moms. They don't like for their sons to pull out.
Keep it in there.
I like that, man. I like that. It's like Catholics. They don't like pulling
could
out.
Could that either. Be a skit as you're having sex, a Jewish grandmother behind you? What the fuck are you doing? Keep it in there, huh? Pushing your ass. What are you doing? Keep it in there. Could that be great or what?
I'm dying over here.
What's going on? What are you doing, huh?
You really think I got 10 more months?
Bedroom is yours, but that belly isn't showing in a few months.
Definitely I could imagine pop out the closet like, hey, Charlie, what are you doing?
I only have so many years. I want a grandbaby.
Take that away from me. You fucking putz. Yeah. Put it in there already. Why don't you? Leave it in there.
That should be the wildest shit ever. You're like, yo.
Damn, grandma.
But if Waffle House just flipped their shit.
If they turned around.
Over, it would totally. Think of the dynamic of how that would change. That's now you get to sit there with the cooks and chill.
That's but why it's Southern Hibachi.
Why it's Southern like, Hibachi.
They get to
backwards.
Do like a.
Because everything's backwards in the South.
But you couldn't have.
It's not I'm a, from the South. I'm from
it's
the South.
Not a Southern Hibachi until Waffle House does its volcano somehow. You know, they do like the onion volcano with the hibachi
it'll be
or some shit.
And covered is what it be.
Whatever.
Like that.
I want to see a pancake. I want to see a pancake tower or some shit like that.
Maybe a smothered tower.
I don't see my hash brown catching a little fire.
There you go. That lady with that one tooth.
You gotta be a chef. You like cover smother chunks and dice.
All right. Yeah, let me get all that. What that mean? What that mean? First time with the Waffle House, she be like, "How you want it? Smother cover?" I'm like, "Yo, what that mean?
Smother covered dice and chunk.
What does that mean?
Smothered covered dice and chunk.
I would never eat anything like that. So tell me,
diced is onions. Chunked is like ham chunks. Smothered is
gravy.
I think yeah."
And covered?
Covered, yeah, with cheese.
It's cheese.
Yeah.
So you get smothered and covered.
What?
Cheese and gravy.
What are you getting smothered and covered?
Let's say you get your
biscuits?
Your potatoes. Let's say you get your breakfast potatoes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
With cheese and gravy on your breakfast potatoes.
Smothered and covered.
Sound good, don't it?
Not at all.
Diced and chunked.
Not one bit.
Not one bit, right.
Diced and chunked.
Yo, how you want that? I want that diced and chunked, yo.
Give me diced and chunked, baby.
With extra
yo,
ass.
Yo, that's my word, B. I need that shit diced and chunked, yo. For real,
dice
B.
And chunk.
Stop playing, yo.
Go give me that diced and chunked, baby.
Hey, girl. You know what I want? Yeah, so, you know how I like a girl.
I don't know. I kind of feel like that is true. That Waffle House is
I agree.
Like
I think
a
it's
Southern
true.
Hibachi.
I agree.
I think
it's a Southern Hibachi.
Like, and the way niggas go to Waffle House in Atlanta is like Ruth Chris and... Benihana
shit.
So
niggas be in there.
It's right up there, dog.
Benihana's they like make the whole show. I want to see a show. That's hibachi.
Waffle.
I mean, not the food.
Can I ask you a question?
You see a show at Waffle House if you stay in that.
Can I pose one question?
Yeah.
So when you're in a hibachi, is it appropriate for you to allow the chef to toss meat in your mouth?
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole point. He's throwing like shrimp in your mouth.
So it's cool to throw some shrimpy meat in
exactly.
your mouth?
Exactly. You do that shit at Waffle House, that'll be a fucking Southern
when you
hibachi.
Say it like that, no.
I know what he's saying.
I'm ignoring it, though. I'm only throwing shrimp, steak, chicken, whatever the fuck it is.
I don't want somebody to throw some meat in my mouth. I'm good.
You're not funny.
Pause. I don't want the meat in my mouth. Pause. Slap it on the plate, pause.
And get a vegetable then. Have him throw some eggplant in your fucking mouth.
No, thank
right?
you.
Whatever.
I'm good. Don't throw nothing in my mouth, pause.
Put an onion in your mouth.
Whoa. Whoa. Eat that, stupid. Whoa. Wait.
Man, I want to see this Waffle House chef take all those, like, hash browns and just make, like, a, you know.
What time does Home Depot close today, brothers?
Fuck knows. Where does that come from? What, are you going to build your own hibachi set now? And
I'm thinking about
you going to get the bricks and set up a hibachi grill?
I'm this slab, bro.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, man. You fucking, the hibachi, you be sitting there like,
That's the same thing? The way they be doing the fucking hash browns?
That's what I'm saying. We just need to turn around.
The patty melt.
So you think they go like this?
Dinner in the show.
I've seen niggas do that. I don't see niggas flip the waffles.
Shh. Does she have like meat in the back of her arm?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
she a good waffle flipper.
Good waffle.
She a good waffle flipper.
I like when you go to them hood waffle houses that they don't put their own hood little local.
They got their own seasoning in there.
Way better than the damn standard waffle house.
Yeah, my waffle house tastes good. Yeah, you should talk about. You gonna like my waffle house?
Yeah, man. They put that extra. You know what I'm saying? Little ain't no regular waffle house eggs. Nah, but the next meme, you know what I'm saying, before we get out of here, the next meme, which was funny as hell to me, they was like, yo, two things I'm always going to beat. It's the odds in my meat.
That's hilarious.
And I thought about that shit, man.
Like, yep.
Like, yep.
Yep. And, I'm kind of only successful in one of those categories. The odds have beat me many times. Like, I'm undefeated what against my meat. Like, the meats never beat me.
the odds have never beat me more than I beat my
exactly.
Meat.
Like, sometimes the odds have defeated me. I'm not going to lie. And on those days, I go home and beat my meat.
But I beat my meat more.
Take it out of my meat.
No, that was a true meme for me, man. I was like, yeah, I'm always beat the mods. I'm always beat
my mods and my meat. Yeah, that's right.
Only one of those is a guarantee. I'm not going to defeat every odd.
Not every odd.
Not every odd, but you can.
Well, when you say
I'm going to defeat all my meat.
Pause. You're going to defeat all the meat.
Congratulations.
Wow. You're a high class dirtbag with that one. You fucking got you. That was horrible. Wow.
Like, that
thing will never change that.
You got shit back.
Like,
I know you got it. And then lastly, what I wanted to talk about, man,
yeah,
was the value of anything, man. It's crazy how you could just, and nowadays, man, the world we're living in, you can just put value on anything and become rich as fuck. I mean, we see it between the crypto coins that are being invented every day.
Yeah.
The new stocks that are coming up every day.
NFTs.
The new NFTs that are coming up every day.
What the fuck is that?
Non-fungible.
Crypto art. It's basically crypto. It's like
it's crypto art.
Imagine like there's like a crypto, like, you know, one Bitcoin or something like that.
Yeah.
In a sense, they kind of just do it with like an artwork. Like ideally, like they create a digital crypto, a block of it or something like that. And this is the only one. This is the original one. It could be copied and pasted, but you own the original.
Almost one. Like buying the only original Wu-Tang album.
Yeah.
Almost the same thing, yeah.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, but before its time. But yes, basically.
Right? In essence, the same
thing. Yeah, that's...
No, not even before time. Like, it would be like, even in a sense, buying it now. Like, something that's already distributed.
Do you remember that guy? He bought the Wu-Tang by that album, and he bought it, and he can do what he wants with it.
But no, that's he's keeping it away. Imagine, like, you know, there's like memes. Like, the person who owns the picture of the meme is just like, you know...
Yeah, like, I read about that. The people, Charlie bit my finger.
Yeah, exactly,
kids,
like that.
They just bought that video for like $780,000 off as an NFT, and they're about to delete it from YouTube. And the person who has the original copy is going to have the only copy of it.
And he can do whatever he wants with it.
So now since he owns the rights to it,
understood.
Yeah, he can delete the video from everywhere and then re-upload it.
So now it's his personally. So anytime after this, it's all his. So now you owe
and again, royalties. It's something. It's something that'll give value, depend on who the fuck wants it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, non-fungible.
Still weird as hell, but I copy that.
But like I said, there's everything nowadays that's getting all kind of value. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Our podcast, one of them, Disney, hit us up.
Holla.
Still waiting, motherfuckers. Our value is
holla.
WB, Warner Brothers, Time.
We will do things for...
I'd take a. How about UPN?
Pornhub.
You People's Network. What's up? Holla.
You Porn. No, they kind of classic.
The Shopping Chant Network. I mean, yeah. Anything. Come on. CCN.
We're broke, bitches.
QBC.
Broke. WB. They still around. WGN.
TGIF.
Shit, we'll work with squirrel firms if we got to. Let's do it. Come on.
Shout out to them niggas too, man. Come on.
but, we love the swirl.
Swirl films, what up?
Everything gets a different value depending on who is looking at it.
You're right.
And recently, I don't know if this is the first, but this is the first time I've ever heard of some shit like this. An Italian artist named Salvatore Garu sold his invisible sculpture for $18,000.
What?
I'm Googling this thing. I want to see what this sculpture looks like.
What? It's invisible. You can't see it. This is amazing.
I want to see, no, obviously. But I want to see what, like, somebody, no, you had to auction on something. You know what I mean? So it was like, you know, like, basically imagine that you walked in this room and I was like, I'm auctioning off this invisible statue.
Right here.
Like, yeah, is it right here? Like, was there a pedestal? Was there... like tape in the ground? Did he just put like four corners of tape in the ground and be like, that's where it is.
Yeah,
I'm sculpting with my air hands right now. It's like air guitaring, but
I don't know how that works.
18K, this is a legit story.
I believe it. Yeah, I've seen that. How do you sell something that doesn't actually exist? I mean, isn't that the NFT and the Bitcoin?
It's invisible. Isn't it
worse? This is worse.
It's invisible. Maybe he made technology to make things invisible.
Invisible sculpture.
What if you can't see it, but you can touch it?
That'd be amazing. That'd be amazing. Like, duck, duck, duck. What the fuck?
Like, what the fuck? Like,
I can pick it up. It's right here.
It's right here. Like, it's right here. Like, touch it.
I'm going to throw a blanket on it. See? It's right there. That would be amazing. But I wonder how he got that one.
Yeah, it's literally, it's like a square in the fucking ground.
Well, what if you're right?
It's a square in the ground.
Motherfucker put tape down on the ground. Like,
it's not there. It doesn't exist.
It's literally just tape, like what looks to me like a 4x4 foot box.
No, you know,
somebody bought this?
You know what you have to do.
And he had to give the guy, a buyer, a certificate of authenticity to prove it's real.
Someone's an asshole. $80,000. Look, someone's an asshole. I'm not sure who.
Yo, this motherfucker is... Hopefully it was like in a union, like it's a union job. They got to bring in union movers moving to his house.
I would hope five dudes watched one guy move that. Yeah, there's got to be something good like that.
Bruh.
How do you pull that off?
Bruh, because you can, what if it was invisible, but you couldn't see it, but you could touch it.
Like Wonder Woman's jet.
Yeah, yeah. Like Wonder
Woman's jet. I can't see it, but I can get inside of it.
Yeah, you throw it in some porcelain, you get a mold of it, it comes out.
It's really there. You throw a blanket on it, you can see it.
You're like, oh, I haven't touched it.
It's even got a name.
Oh, shit.
It's even got a name. Immaterial statue.
Immaterial statue.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
The vacuum is nothing more than a space full of energy. And even if we empty it and there is nothing left, according to the Heinsberg uncertainty, blah, 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 nothing has a weight.
This sounds like the dumbest shit in the world.
Therefore, it has energy that is considered and transformed into particles that is into us.
All right, facts. Say no more. I'm going to start working for the next...
Hold on. This motherfucker said, explained in a video, you don't see it, but it exists. It's made of air and spirit.
And spirit.
Bruh, I'm about to tell these niggas, yo, yeah, I put 2/4 of my soul in this motherfucking sculpture right here, dog. It's invisible. You can't see it.
Wait, I'm going to say, you know what? I was here for 300 hours a week in spirit. So you gotta pay me in cash.
Like, yeah, I gotta wire you this money. Like, yeah,
I was here, you just couldn't see me. Yeah, I was here, you just couldn't see me.
There's more to this story if you guys want.
Please.
They expected to get $7,000 to $11,000 for it in auction. Hey, this motherfucker was like, I'm gonna get $7,000 for this.
Wow.
Ended up getting $18,000. And the air and spirit sculpture is intended to be contained in a 5x5 foot square. And is intended to be displayed in a private space without artificial lighting or climate control.
Okay. It doesn't need anything. It's so resilient. It's
so resilient, exactly.
It's so resilient.
No, this nigga's like, yo, I'm about to go, like, I'm going to the art room to meditate. This nigga just look at a box.
Like, yeah, box. I got it. New sculpture.
right there inside that box.
Like, yo, you look crazy as hell in your security footage. Like, yo, just staring at this motherfucking box. Like, yo, you fucking crazy, dog. If that's the case, man, the highclassdirtbagspodcast.com will have an official invisible sculpture for sale shortly as an NFT. And it will come with physical autographs from everybody on the show. And starting bids will start off at, how much you said dude got? 18,000?
7,000.
He got
18,000? Yo, this motherfucker's got a video of it.
Hold on, he's got 18,000?
18,000 for it.
Starting bids will start off for the High Class Dirtbags Podcast Invisible Sculpture NFT for $18,000.
It's got a video.
That's horrible.
Yeah, Google that video. See if you can see the invisible sculpture.
Yo, look at that. Look at that camera.
Yo, you know what's funny is I bet you the tape isn't even part of the sculpture. That's just enclosing it. So you bought
you bought four pieces of tape.
Listen. It's not the first one he did. Apparently he did another one that he didn't sell.
Listen what I said, bro.
Probably was ugly.
He built a hype and then sold it.
It probably was ugly.
Invisible sculptures, though. You can't do it, though. It don't make no sense.
Art you can't see is not called art.
Is it?
Is it?
I mean, some motherfucker paid $18,000 for it. He'll tell you it is.
But can he show it to me?
Money laundering scheme.
Can he show it to me? Can I inspire emotion from it?
I wonder if it was a money laundering scheme. Like, he's like, I need to borrow $18,000, but...
I'm about to just do that. I'm about to just come out with an art installation called Imagine. And people are like, why do you call it that? And you're like, what is it? It's a dragon. And then they just imagine it as like you just see a dragon in your head, right? Exactly.
I thought you were going to say, what is it? Anything you want.
Imagine. I'm going to call that shit Imagine. Just imagine.
Anything you
just
want.
Just look at it and imagine.
If you can imagine.
$100,000.
See, so this way, here's what it is. Is
if you can imagine it.
Hold on. Here's what it is. If you do a lot of these invisible arts throughout your life, you probably won't sell anything. But
if you do,
after we kill this motherfucker,
what? Why the fuck?
His money, his art will go up for mad money.
Yeah, his invisible art.
Think of your children. Think of your estate. You will have an estate afterwards.
Fuck no, dog. My invisible. You will
be in a the Trent P. Walker exhibit.
My invisible art.
Nothing. It's an empty room. It's just an empty room with plaques.
Right, with names. Like, what's going on in here?
See, I'm about to kill
Imagine.
Again. I'm about to
imagine
kill again.
Imagine seven.
I'm going to design my scope, my invisible sculptures and programs. And then that's it. I don't got to actually make the invisible sculpture because it's...
That's what I'm saying. It's invisible, when you're dead...
It's like, invisible. Just design it. Like, just design it. Like, this is it.
They won't be worth shit until you're dead.
He has a point
there. It will be. You know why?
Why?
And you're thinking $18,000. That's chump change in art.
Man, that's for one.
We can get millions.
That's for one.
You know Van Gogh's for like $80 million?
Well, why don't you go kill that dude?
He's already dead.
He's already dead.
Well, don't kill anybody, really. We can't.
We'll just wait for you. We'll just wait for him to, you know.
How about, I got a better idea. How about we don't kill you? How about
we just influence his drinking and drug abuse?
How about you make him a bum? How about you make him a bum for 7 years?
Why don't y'all just
and then bring him back?
Exactly. There we go. That's it.
Like, right? Make him a bum. It has to be tragic.
It can't just be art. Yeah, you got to have a story.
Art is tragedy.
You got to have a story.
This motherfucker talking about kill me. Like, this is motherfucking.
No, I don't want to kill you. I want to make you a junkie for 10 years or for 7 years.
We could do that.
Make him like a bad heroin addict for like 7 years.
Exactly.
Like, you live on the street.
Do whatever it takes.
You sold favors. Yeah, exactly. You did anything for artwork and pieces.
You did anything for paint so you could paint.
And this is how you made this?
Exactly.
Because you were so down and out after you did what you did for this piece of coal, you made this.
Is that an original Olansky?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
It is original Olansky.
Is that the infamous coal piece?
His spiral into, you know.
His spiral into the abyss was amazing. It was so inspiring.
You could see it in his work as he was going. In his later pieces, he uses more noir colors and everything.
You don't even have to do all that, man. You can just tell people, like, hey, man, he's a monk. He went to live as a monk. You come back in a couple years and, hey.
Nah, you got to be a junkie with a bald head.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
One good tooth.
You got to be a junkie.
One dreadlock left. Nah, just one, holding on to one.
Just one good one.
Just one. Juice.
Well, I don't want to be successful. I don't want to be successful then. I'd rather not. I'd rather pass on fame and success and not be a junkie with one dreadlock. Like, that's tough.
It's one dreadlock. Like, three teeth.
Rumor has it he uses that to sculpt his painting.
He paints with that one dreadlock.
I did tell my girl that a couple weeks ago. I was like, I'm gonna be an artist. I'm gonna do dick paintings. I'm just gonna put different color paint on my dick.
There's actually a guy I think already does that.
Slap it against the canvas.
There's a guy who already does that. He signs his paintings. Hold on. He signs his paintings Picasso.
Picasso. Is his name Jordan?
Dead serious.
Picasso?
Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like tidbit information I heard like years ago and Googled it and it was true and you can Google it again.
Oh man.
Dude paints with his dick.
That's what
an original Picasso. Yeah. You can buy him, I'm sure.
That's horrible.
Let's look him up. I want to see how much Picasso.
My name's going to be Prigo. Prigo.
Prigo?
Is that a Prigo? Yes, it is a Prigo.
Have that original Prigo.
This is the original Prigo. If you see, this is the only one ever that had a pube in it. This was from his early years.
Before shaving became a thing in America.
This is from the early years.
The early years.
That should be long as fuck.
Like, goddamn, one dreadlock in that bitch.
We had Picasso on Red Band Society.
Yo, this motherfucker paints.
Really? Are they actually good paintings? What is it?
That's Michael Jackson.
He painted Michael Jackson with his dick. What?
You can definitely tell it's not a bad painting. It's this is full circle that we couldn't have even planned. He's wearing a pink what is it? The little leotard thing you're talking about, like the
wrestling suit that you were talking about earlier.
What's his name? Yeah, exactly.
Fucking horrible, yo. Fucking horrible.
Leotard, the Borat.
Got the Borat outfit. That's his easel. That's what he keeps painting.
Picasso.
The legend continues.
The legend. The infamous legend.
Yeah, I bet you he sells his shit for fucking...
There's no way.
I guarantee you there's plenty of people in this world.
Someone like, buy that bullshit.
An original Picasso.
Would you let a nigga paint a portrait of you with his dick?
No. I don't want it. No. I don't want it.
Like the original print?
Yeah,
like
no thanks.
Like the original?
I'm good. No, thank you.
You gotta sanitize that motherfucker.
How about you did it with your dick? I'm good. That's weird.
Yeah, you can have like a painting class and shit like that.
So you learn how to paint with your dick?
For $300, you can get a single face portrait. I'm getting that for you, bro, on your birthday. 19 by 24 inches.
I'm about to start getting everybody I don't like pictures from Picasso, like originals.
Give him Picasso. What's that? It's a dick pic. What? No, literally, it's a dick pic.
The original dick pic.
The original literal dick pic.
That is a literal dick pic.
Michael Jackson, done with a dick.
That was a dick pic. It was a dick portrait. No, like what? A portrait of a dick?
No.
It was a dick that did a portrait.
The portrait was done by a dick.
What if you get him to paint a dick with his dick?
That's weird. That's an oxymoron.
Exactly.
That's a huh? What? I don't know. I'm confused.
Motherfucker smushing, though. All right, man. Like always, we talked about a whole bunch of random shit, but we all made it relate back to one another, man. So this shit fucking funny as hell, man. Y'all fuck as hell, man. Who the fuck?
Yeah, I'm definitely getting somebody a Picasso for that. Not you, because you know about it.
That'd be funny. But one of my friends
who doesn't listen to the podcast is definitely get a Picasso, and they're gonna hang that shit on their wall, and they're never gonna know who the fuck exactly. I'm gonna laugh every time.
Man, this is Picasso.
You can just always get it to your boss.
Oh.
It was a pleasure working with you, boss. See you on the next
show.
I wonder if he's got a book of just like all his prints. I'm gonna get that for motivation. They're gonna be like, why are you looking at all these pictures that this man painted with his dick? Because if this man can have this much talent in his penis,
I could do anything.
I could do anything.
I could take over the world, mom.
Like, there's no fucking way. I don't have one single talent.
Not one. I can. One? Yeah.
Wow. Just imagine like little Bob Ross. I'm gonna give him a little friend.
A little doer here. A little doer there.
He uses his extra long pews for texture. This is an original. All right, man. As always, man. Wow. This is a High Class Dirtbags podcast. Who the fuck we had on the show today, man?
Shit, you had Pretty You from the Avenue. What's going on? Pretty You with a PRIDDYEW. Pretty You. Holla at me.
And, you know, I don't have an introduction. I'm not going to have an out. Drew Lucky. Warren.
And Drew Lucky.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey. And it's your boy Olansky, 3 eyes on Instagram, 2 eyes in person, and 1 eye on paper, yeah. Bitch.
Hello, all man. That.
Keep that shit.
Gotcha, bitch.
That's enough for me, dog.
All in your face.